She said that the spirit spoke to her and guided her and told her to make cookies for those little children in her neighborhood. Maybe just to let them know that she loved them and that God loved them too. She always wore a little button that said, God loves you. And she did hear the voice of the spirit. And she did see angels. And all throughout her life, she had learned well how to listen, to be still, and to obey. But that's a whole other story. So the kids would come knocking at her door saying, Hi, Cookie Lady. Do you got some cookies for us? Yes, baby, she would say. Now you children line up one at a time now and say your names out loud so I can hear you. She got this idea because she saw that sometimes some of the kids would pop back in line and get a second bag of cookies before all the others had had theirs. She didn't miss a thing. Now, what's your name, honey? Shanene. And yours, baby? Ranika. And you, honey? Cookie. She smiled and went right on passing out the cookies. The names were coming now, faster and faster. Latrina, Kentrika, Swakia, Keshanda, Kentroya. The cookie lady had never even heard of such names in all her life. She smiled and thought to herself, Lord, 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 what kind of names are these people naming their children these days? Delisha, Bujola, Shante, and Boo Boo. Then a little girl with her hair standing straight up in the top of her head and no front teeth put her thumb in her mouth as she said her name. Actually, she looked like her name could have very well been Topsy because of her hair and because all she really wanted for Christmas was her two front teeth. Now, what's your name, honey? Asked the cookie lady.
Narfisha.
Narfisha? The cookie lady repeated, at which point she could hold her laughter no longer. She had a laugh that actually sounded more like a cackle than a laugh, and it sounded like this. By now, the kids were all smiling and standing around and munching on their cookies like little birds eating corn. And they tasted so good. And I've often wondered if those little children ever knew that when she made the cookies the night before, that she hummed and sang as she worked on that dough and sang her songs and incantations of love right into those very cookies. She did it quite consciously. And she had prayed for those cookies and blessed them even. So that when those little cookie children were munching on those cookies, what they were really eating was love.